Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mark now for Dire Straits bringing us back. 17 till the hour, thanks for sitting with me. I'm Jeff Lyson. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, The Third Ingredient. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's one of the top tax attorneys for small business in the world. She's the author of the J.K. Lasser series, so Small Business Taxes. 2020 is the one now, which is for the 19 returns, right, Barb?
The 2021 edition, which is at the printer as we speak, is for 2020.
Right. So the 2020 that's out now is for the 2019.
Return.
So it's always the book is always for the year, the previous year. So Barbara, let's do some tax planning for the rest of the year. Is that even possible this year?
I think one of the things you have to think about is this is a year like we haven't had in forever.
Unprecedented.
Right. And so a lot of the conventional year-end tax planning that we talk about, you really have to kind of turn upside down in many situations. So you have to just not go by what you did in the past and think through these opportunities that you have to optimize your taxes for this year,
right,
and to think ahead because what's going to happen next year. So, for example, you know, traditionally if you're cash basis, which most small businesses are, we say, oh, why don't you defer income and accelerate deductions, take deductions, stock up on mm-hmm. supplies and pay outstanding bills now so you can maximize your deductions for this year. Well, this year might not have been a very good year for you, and you may be in a much lower tax bracket than you will be in the following year.
Right.
Hopefully things will improve considerably, and then also we just don't even know where taxes are going to be in the future.
That's
so
right.
So maybe you don't want to accelerate deductions. Lay off. Off and wait till after the end of the year to get our contributions mm-hmm. and do those things that will optimize or maximize deductions. Same thing with respect to income. We always say defer it, push it off. But now I think the advice is kind of think, well, get it in 2020 if you can mm-hmm. for a lot of reasons. One is you can use the money. Your revenues are likely down from many businesses. Also, there may be concerns about collections. If you have outstanding invoices, look at who your customers are. They mm-hmm. may not be in great shape, and you want to get the money if you can.
Take what you can. You might have to discount or take some kind of collection measures.
Yeah, exactly. So don't wait to collect now. Do what you can to get the money as soon as you can. So I think those kinds of strategies you have to kind of look at upside down, the way, not like we did in the past. The other thing, and I think we talked about this, Jim, was about the opportunities for getting refunds.
Mm-hmm.
And the new law changes that present refunds. One of the things to think about is if 2020 is going to be a bad year, if you're going to have losses, you might have a net operating loss that you'll be able to carry back for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have to wait until you file your 2020 return to actually submit a claim for those
mm-hmm.
for your refund. You can use a quick refund procedure that you can do after the close of the year. So talk to your CPA, your tax person now so that you can get ready and be in position to jump on that and get your refund as soon as possible.
These are provisions that have been set in place for this purpose to help you out. This is another example
Precisely.
Of how the government's trying to help us, the federal government. Finally, they're helping us a little bit, right?
Well, this is definitely one of the helpful things.
Yeah.
I think we have to also obviously monitor what's going on in Washington because they may have more good news store. I don't know. I'm not super optimistic, but there are a number of proposals on the table to allow for additional tax breaks for businesses that have had to put in washing stations and plexiglass and all the other amenities, if you will, related to the pandemic.
Yeah, and also the there are other things that are like forgiveness of the Paycheck Protection Program. There's that. There's also the taxability of that income. Is that right? As of right now, that income is going to be either that or the payroll is going to be not going to be deductible.
Well, the way we stand now, the forgiveness is tax free. That's in the law. That's what it is.
Right.
The question is, the IRS has ruled that the expenses covered by forgiveness, your payroll, your utilities, your rent, they can't be also deductible. But there's measures in Congress that would change that, so that might happen before you have to file your return for 2020. And that's a good thing. And also, they came out with a simplified application for forgiveness last week for the PPP loans.
That's another one.
And they're talking about just issuing automatic forgiveness for loans under a certain amount.
Yeah.
The new form
last week came out for anybody under $50,000, and on the PPP loan. Yeah, they are working on that. And of course, who knows what's going to happen? Politics has never been more up in the air as it is right now in my lifetime, Barbara, and probably not in years as well. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with our good friend Barbara Welton. Give us your website again, Barbara.
BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com.
There you go. So check it out. Find all of her books there and her daily tax tip. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.